Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I have a lot of joy like we sing right now, because for me it's a big privilege to share the word of God with you. God is incredible, because this is my second time in this week that I'm going to preach in English. Yes. Last Thursday, I preached here for a funeral. Yes, we had a funeral in the morning with a veteran war. Yes, and God gave me the privilege to share the word of God. And thank you for you considering to preach to you, okay? Thank you so much. In the Old Covenant, we see that the law of God ordered that if a person that say that he was a prophet of God and that guy don't speak the word of God, what happened with him? Huh? The people have to stone it, right? Okay. Today, okay, I know that we are not in the Old Covenant, but if I, a servant of God, I don't speak word of God, you feel freedom. You feel free to stone me, okay? But if I speak word of God, what happened? You are in trouble. Okay, my desire today is that we're going out of this door different that we came in this morning for the glory of God. I preached this message several times in Spanish and in English. When I was in Egypt, I preached this message about maybe 10 times. I knew I don't need the Bible in Spanish. In English, yes, I need it because I don't know. And I discovered that we had a lot a Bible translation in English. Wow, a lot. I asked to Pastor Chris, what version do you use? Because, you know, but I saw that brother, what's your name, brother?
Daniel.
Brother Daniel used different version, no English standard version. I had a Holman standard version, something like this. I don't know what it's about. But by the way, the more important is the Bible is one. I hope in the name of Jesus that this word of God made to us different, more than more close to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Open your Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Okay? I don't know if you can stand and read this verse in my version. I am using this version, English Standard Version, okay? I read in the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says this, so that we will not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your love, for your mercy. Thank you because we were created for your image. We were created at the climax of your creation. Thank you for the privilege that you give to us to be your children in the name of Jesus. I hope that this word, your word, is held in the bottom of our heart and produce the fruit that you want for every one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Sit down, please. Brother Daniel read Ephesians chapter 6, and we see in that passage that the Bible, the Apostle Paul, encouraged to us to take care about the designs of Satan. We are talking about today about Satan. Who is Satan? Satan is a person that exists before to us. We see Satan in the garden with Adam and Eve, remember? Yes. Yes. And the Bible say in the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10, that Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, I don't have time to right now for to express to you why Satan hate to us. Okay, I found three different things that the reason that Satan hate to us. But Satan have designed, Satan has project, plans, traps for the human beings. We see that since the beginning in the garden with Adam and Eve. And let me tell you, what is the first trap that Satan has for the human being? Please, get your Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 4. If somebody can help me, because my English is not very good with when I pronounce the Bible. Somebody can read, please, in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 4. Brother Daniel, do you have?
Yeah, I can do it.
Please, can you read?
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Yes, the first trap that we see in the Bible is Satan blinds the understanding to people so that they not become children of God. The Bible say in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, the whole world is surrendered or is under the devil. The Bible said in the book of John chapter 8 that every person that commits sins become to be what? Slave of the person that pushed to him to commit sins. And who is the person to push to us to commit sin? The devil, Satan. Jesus told to the Pharisees, you belong to your father, Satan, because you do it the acts of your father. The Bible says everybody in this world, we are sinners. Romans 3:23. You know? Since we commit the first sin, we became to be a what? A slave of Satan. That the Bible say. And what is the thing that Satan do for reach this goal for him? Religions, philosophy, pleasure of the world, a drink, smoke, you know? All the world pleasures. But I was in that. I was a slave of Satan until I had 30 years old. I was drunk. I was adultery. I smoked. I was in jail 2 times. Because I'm born in a traditional Catholic house. But I don't remember how many times I attend a mass. But when I was in my high school, 6 years, I was studying with the Jesuits. Catholic Jesuit, and they teach me to worship to Mary. And I believe that Mary was the mother of God until I had 30 years old. I believe that Peter was the first pope, was the supposedly after Jesus. I believe that. I believe that the Christian evangelicals are a sect and a hypocrite. Because my uncle, I was living with my uncle maybe 3-4 years. And at that time, he was Christian evangelic. He took to me to the church. He pushed to us to go to the church. And by the way, I was a teenager. I had to go. I saw bad testimony of my father. My father was drunk. My father hit to my mother. I remember when I had 5 years old, we had to quit hide of the house to the friends of my mother. At midnight, we listened to the voice of our father. Me and my brother, we were under the bed, say, "Hey, brother, our dad is calling us." I saw when my father hit to my mother, he came drunk and he came to commit adultery. When I had 11 years old, I took a knife, I stayed in the table, and I talked to my father, "If you touch to my mother, I kill you." Since that time, I promised myself that the day that I'm going to be in love with a girl, it is because I will marry with her for the rest of my life. I will never be infidelity to her. I will never hit to her. When I marry with my wife, she doesn't want to marry through the church. And I push to her, "We marry for the church, because Catholic church, because I believe that we have to marry through the church." But before that, I was very bad guy. I had four girlfriends at the same time. But one day say, "No more, no, this is not for me. That is not, I promise, when I have 11 years old. I'm going to marry with one lady only for the rest of my life. I'm married with my wife. And what do you think? I fulfilled my promise?" No. I think so that I was worse of my father. And I asked myself, what is the promise that I did myself when I was 11 years old? I didn't understand. When I came down to my house, the ceiling is like this. And I promised myself, I will never drink anymore. Do you think that I fulfilled? Next week, again. And I asked myself, where is the promise that I did myself? Because I didn't understand this truth in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 17. If somebody read for me, please. In loud voice. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 17. It's a tremendous truth. Because we see the reason that now the world belongs to the devil. Somebody can read for me?
Okay, Isaiah 14:17.
Yes.
"Who made the world like a desert and overthrew its cities? Who did not let his prisoners go home?"
Did not let to his prisoner left to home. That was the answer that I didn't know. Why I promised myself, and when I was drunk or when I committed adultery, I asked myself, where is my promise that I did when I had 11 years old? When I hit to my wife, I asked myself, where is the promise? Because I didn't know that truth. The devil never let me free. And I thought marriage through the church will be changed. No, it's not in my power. It wasn't in my power. And the Bible says, Satan blinds the understanding of unbeliever people so that they not become children of God, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible teaches this tremendous truth. And let me ask you something. What percentage of humanity do you think is trapped in this first trap of Satan? Somebody can give me some percentage? 99? Sister Joanna? 99 is almost. Yes. More than 90% of the people in this world is trapped in this first trap. like you and me, we were. But how can we overcome in this trap? Not in our power, no, for ourselves. The Bible said in John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will be free. Who's the truth? Jesus. John 8:36 say, if the Son will be delivered to you, you will be delivered. Something like this. I don't know exactly in English. Okay, free, only with the Son. 4 years after I was married, I was close to divorce. I had my princess, Allison, and you know my wife. She's beautiful. And imagine when she had 30 years old. She was a Barbie. She's a Barbie still. I don't want to marry. I love my princess, Allison. And my cousin invited me and to my wife to a couple meetings Friday night. And we were to the lawyer, to the attorney for the start our divorce. Because my wife said, I want to divorce of you. I don't resist you anymore. Okay? She threw through the window all my clothes with the scissors. And I accept to go to that meeting Friday night. And suddenly, amazing for me, surprise for me, my wife accept to the invitation of my cousin too. But she say, only for your cousin don't annoy to me. But Friday night came, and the door was knocking. My cousin appeared in the door and asked to us, hey, you are ready for the meeting? Say, what meeting? The meeting they invite to you for the couples. Oh, man, we are not ready. We didn't take a shower. Okay, take a shower, and we are waiting for you. Okay. He was very patient. And he took to us to the meeting in a house. I went very upset. Little brothers. It's a respected way to say Christian. Little brothers. But my cousin gave me a Bible. And I knew that the Bible is the Word of God that the Catholic priest teach to me. But they never teach me according to the Bible. That was the problem. And God put in my heart, read the Bible. In 6 years that I was in a Catholic high school, I never read the Bible. I only have the Bible because they pushed to us to you have to have the Bible, Catholic Bible. But God put in my heart, read the Bible. In 6 months, I read whole the Bible. Since Genesis 1:1 until Revelation 22:21. When I came to Exodus chapter 20, my cheek fell down. What? The Bible say this? Don't have image and tiki 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 tiki. Oh my God. Then I imagine the Catholic Church, image and saints, supposedly, idols for, wow. When I came to the book of Luke, Mary say, this is the slave of God. What? You are not the mother of God? And one Friday night of 1995, I surrendered my life to Jesus. And thanks Jesus, I overcoming the first trap, like you and me, only through Jesus, no one else. I was a lost, a big sinner. Everything, thanks God, I never used drugs. I never used, but I was with drugs, guys, they smoke in front of me, and they pushed to me to smoke, saying, no, that is a stupid thing. You smoke. But I was with him, with them. But I told that night, Jesus, I have 30 years old. I did myself like I want myself. But this night, I surrender my life to you. Take my life and guide according to your will. That night, I felt the electric shock from my head to my feet. And I feel that I was walking over eggs. I didn't push them. I feel that a big weight took out of from me. Immediately, the Lord took me out the smoke and drink. I hate people smoke 50 meters beside me. And the bad word still. But the Bible say, if you are a new creature, everything is new since that. And according to the Bible, if we are sinner, what we have if we continue in sinner, in sin? What we have? Condemnation. The hell, right? Yes or no? Hell for the eternity. But when you accept Jesus Christ like your honor, like your master, I don't want to use that word Lord, because in Spanish is Mr. And Mr. Hank and Mr. Daniel, Mr. Clever, don't hit according to the Bible, let's say. But the word in Hebrew and Greek is master, honor. And what happened when we accept Jesus like honor? We have eternal life, right? Yes or no? And let me ask you a question. Why God didn't take to us in this moment when you accept Jesus and took to us for the eternity? You never think about that? Why God didn't take to us in the time that you and me accept Jesus Christ? Because since that time we have the eternal life. Yes or not? You know why he left to us here? Because we had a mission. Yes, we had eternal life. But we have a mission. When we accept Jesus Christ, we become to be a slave. Slave, Pastor Clever? Yes, slave. But not of Satan, of Jesus. I am very proud to come and say the slave of Jesus. The plate of my car says slave in Greek. I slave from Jesus. What is the difference? Oh, eternal difference. The devil is bad, destroy, kill me, steal, and condemn to me to the hell for the eternity. But my master, my owner, he came to rescue me, to give his life for me, to forgive my sins, to bless to me, and give me eternal life, and he's preparing beautiful house in the heaven, and I'm going to be with him for the eternity, rejoice and happy. Wow, this is my honor. This is my master. I am very proud to come and say the slave of Christ, because I am. You are. And we are a slave. What we have to do? What does they have to do? Sir, and sir. Obey. Are you agree with me?
Yes.
Okie dokie. The second trap of Satan is for us. Not for the world, because all the world belongs to the devil. Last night, the devil and the demons were not in the discotheque. Were sleeping, resting for today attack to the Christians. And the second trap, I know that you know this passage. Matthew 28:19. What say? Somebody know in memory? Por tanto, it is said, therefore, go and make disciples around the world. Go
into all the world and preach the gospel.
Okay. What is the order of our Lord, our Master, going to be? Go and make what? Disciples. And what's the means disciples? Eh? Servants only? Hey, my prophet Samuel, how many hours do you spend every day at your school? 8 hours? Eh, Hank? At least 8 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah? 8 hours. Plus the homework that the teacher sends to him to the house, right?
Yeah.
How many times he spent in his homework? 1 hour because he's smart. Huh? Okay, 1 hour. I am cheap. Okay, 9 hours daily. Multiply for 5 days a week. How many hours? 45 hours a week. He is a disciple. The second trap of Satan is Satan prevents believers from becoming disciples. The word believer, listen to me. The word believer in whole Bible appear only 20 times. Did you know that? And let me tell you this, okay? Catch you. The word disciple appear 271 times in whole the Bible. What's it means? God wants to tell something us? Yes. The key word in the book of Acts is not believer, is disciples. The order of our master is make disciples. Disciple is a servant of Christ, believer, not only believer. Disciple is that every day read this book. When I wasn't a believer, I thought that all the Christians know all the Bible from Genesis unto Revelation. Wow. But I feel sad because it's not true. I discovered last year I make my dissertation. Dissertation? Yes, my doctoral degree dissertation. And I make a survey here in my church, in Spain, and in my country, Ecuador. And do you know what I discovered? I asked to the people, how many times did you read all the Bible? From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. I was very sad with the results. No more than 8 or 10% of the people read all the Bible at least one time in their life. Sometimes people say, Pastor, I am new in Christ. Yes. How many years do you have? 5 years? You are new. You are a dinosaur. It's right. Believers, it's not the one that the Jesus wants. Sadly, Dr. Aaron Rodgers, he's in the presence of the Lord. John MacArthur, they say, the churches are fulfilled of believers only, not disciples. Believer is a mature Christian that don't resent for anything. Oh, Pastor didn't call me. I don't go to the church. It's a baby. Satan pushed to the believers the Peter Pan syndrome. Do you know what they mean, Peter Pan syndrome? Never grow. Always children. Always a boy. Satan said, don't read the Bible. It's boring. I don't understand the Bible. It's very complicated. Really? Why you don't read the Bible? Because, Pastor, I don't understand the Bible. Okay, let me tell you. 5 multiplied 6. How much is? Oh, you born knowing that 5 by 6 is 30? No. How many times we have to repeat? 5 multiplied 6 is 30. 5 multiplied 6 is 30. 5 multiplied 6 is 30. And my mom hit me if I make a mistake. No, it's not 24, it's 30. Bam, okay, and repeat and repeat and repeat. Yes or no?
Yes.
I didn't born knowing reading. I had to learn. But the people want that for one time that read the Bible, want to be PhD in Bible. No. I read the Bible, I forgot the times, but I don't believe that I know all the Bible. Sometimes I had to tell to my people, wait a minute, I'm going to investigate that. And I read, and I push to my congregation, every year you have to read the Bible at least one time a year. Wow, Pastor Clever. You can see over there in our table, the list for all the years. And ask me how many people of my congregation read all the Bible in 1 year. You know, it's very sad. Here in Manassas, we had about 60, listen to me, 60, 6-0 Hispanic different churches. What we are showing to the community, we are dividing more than a, how say that, a puzzle. And we don't show unity. And according to the book of John, chapter 16, verse 21, if we don't show unity, the people will not believe that Jesus was sending for God. That's the Bible say. We had a lot corrupt churches preaching the prosperity, preaching emotion, preaching motivation to that children's babies, spiritual babies. Oh, do you want to listen to this? Okay, I'm going to preach about this. Okay, it's okay. That is, and they think they're going to the heaven. The key word in the Bible is believers. It is disciples, sorry. And let me ask you something. What percentage of Christianity do you think is trapped in this second trap of Satan? Tell me a percentage.
75.
75? Put the hand. Who else? To the one? To the two? To the three?
99.
99? You were close, sister. It's true. It's true. Sadly, it's true. That is my passion for preach this sermon in any church that invite to me for the first time. Sometimes they don't invite anymore. But I fulfill the word of God. That is my passion. For encourage to the children of God. Overcoming the second trap. This is only the second trap. If you believe a mafia gang, but later, years later, you tell to the guys, I am tired, I'm going to leave the gang. What they do for you? They make a party for dismiss to you? No. What they do? Pew, 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 pew. to you, to your wife, to your children. And the men do this. Imagine Satan. Satan is not sleeping because, oh, okay, you escaped from my gate or from my jail. No, he is like a lion to try to destroy to you. She doesn't want that you read the Bible. He doesn't want that you don't read the Bible. He doesn't want that you come into the prayer service. He doesn't want that you come into Sunday. Oh, no, you have to do this, you have to do this. Oh, no, look at the Facebook, look at the Instagram, look at this, tick, 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 tick. And don't read the Bible, it's complicated. It's only the second trap. More than 90% of the Christianity is trapped in this. Wow. I have two more traps. Huh? The third trap, because the time is running. Somebody can read for me Hebrews 5:12, the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 12. Let me see if I found really okay. The Bible say, the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principle of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. Wow. The third trap of Satan is Satan prevents disciples from becoming teachers. How many times do you need to become to be teachers? Bible teacher. 3 years? You are a dinosaur. I'm sorry. Come with me to the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 23. The book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 23. Was the first missionary travel or trip of Paul. According to the scholarships, this trip was about 2 years. A lot of towns and city. And look at this in verse 23. Say, and when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. And when they had appointed elders. What? Elders. What's the means elders? Pastors. How many times Paul explains in each town that he planted a church? Years? No. Sometimes weeks. Maybe 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. The most time that Paul explains in a city was in Ephesus, 3 years, because Ephesus was the headquarters for preaching and planting church inside Turkey. Today, the seven churches of the Revelation was planting for Paul or for his disciples. How many times do you need for become to be teacher? We need servants. The Lord said, look at the field is ready for the harvest. That's correct, my translation? Pray for the Lord of the harvest to send workers. We need workers. It's not only in American churches, it's in all churches. According to the statistics of LifeWay, say the average in the churches, the people that serve in the church is the 20%, the average. Maybe more, maybe less, but the average is 20%. The people that take the charge of the church. And what happened with the 80%? It's the charge of the church. In what percentage you belong? Don't tell me, please. We overcoming this trap. And let me ask you another question. Let me tell you something first. In the year 312, After Christ, when the emperor, the king,
emperor
Constantine declared all the Roman Empire Christian, supposedly, according to the scholarship, more than 50% of the Roman Empire was really Christian. How? They didn't have temples. They didn't have Bibles. Everything was orality. Listen and repeat, listen and repeat, listen and repeat. For more than 5,000 years, the Bible was in this way, orality. And the Christianity grew more than 50% in the 4th century. And today? How many percent of the Christianity is trapped in this third trap? Sister, repeat again, 99. 99%. The fourth one. Pastor, one more? Yes, one more. It's not according to me, it's according to the Bible. Okay? In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, what say? When Jesus called today to his disciple, what Jesus told to them? Come and follow me. I'm going to make to you
fishermen.
Huh? And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Look at this. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. 2:2. Say, what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men. The first trap of Satan is Satan prevents us from becoming disciple reproducers. Reproducers is correct? How many people do you win for Jesus? That is the purpose that we were saved for Jesus. That was the reason because God didn't take to us in the time that we accepted Jesus to the heaven. Because we have a mission in this world. This is the reason that the existence of the church. This is the truth, brothers and sisters. I encourage to my people. My people want that all these people are fulfilled of people. How? How? Through Pastor Clever? No. I am the pastor. I am the coach according to Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12. And training to the saints for the work of the ministry. I encourage to my people, okay, we are about maybe 50 adults. If one each of you in this year become to be disciple first, and what is disciple is you can defend your belief. What happened if a Jehovah's Witness come to your door and talk to you? You close the door to them? When I have time, I don't close the door to them. Okay, come on. No, I don't invite to my house in front of the door. Okay, open your Bible. What say this, in this? I use the model of Jesus. Question. I don't finger point. Question. What the Bible say? Oh, you don't believe in Trinity? Yeah, the Trinity don't appear in the Bible. Why do you believe in Trinity? Let me go to my pastor. Pastor, why do we believe in Trinity? The word Trinity don't appear in the Bible. How can you defend your faith? You have to study. We have to obey the commandment of our Lord. For this reason, I don't use the word testament, because the word testament don't appear in the Bible. By the way, in Spanish Bible appear only two times the word testament, in the book of Hebrews chapter 9. But more than 252 times appear the word in all the Bible, covenant. God is a covenant God, not testament God. Because what's the mean testament? What do you have to do for receive the testament? Nothing, only he had to pass away. And I don't have to do anything. Oh, I receive everything. Oh, I'm happy. But covenant means you have to do something. And when you accept Jesus Christ, we accept the covenant of God through Jesus in the Holy Spirit power. I was stuttering. I hate read books. When I left the university, I promised myself, I will never in my life, I'm going to read Bible, books. Never. I was, how say in English? I don't know. But I hate read books. When I have to give exams, for example, economy or law, I have to read a lot. I'm going to the copier shop, and please print this page, but in this size. About 20 pages in this size. And when I went to give the exam in the university, I went clothed like this. You know why? Because the suit had a lot of pockets. Can you put all the, this small papers, I have to know, okay, that thing is here, that another thing is another thing, and the next. And I use a shirt with two pockets, more tools. I was very shy when I was a teenager. I never raised my hand for ask something to the teacher because I was scared to ask today. I was scared to come in the front to speak to the people. I was stuttering. I hate read books. But how do you overcome the trap of Satan? First one, when you believe in the promise of God. First one. Second one, when you let the Holy Spirit work in your life. I never thought in my life to be pastor. I never thought in my life to become, to have a doctor degree ministry in theology. I studied 15 years since my country's until the last year in different theological seminary. 15 years. And I want to continue study Hebrew. I want to get a degree in Hebrew, but my wife don't allow to me because I want to go to Israel to live 6 months for learn perfect the Hebrew, because the Hebrew is the language of the Tanakh, of the Old Covenant. And if we don't understand the Old Covenant, don't imagine that you will understand the New Covenant. That is the base. You see? And my brother, sisters, we can overcome the trap of Satan. Because you and me, we have the most power of the universe, the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean to throw people over there. No, that's his show. That is the devil, from the devil. To be fulfilled of the Holy Spirit is go to the end of the earth and make disciples. That's the means, the fulfillment of Holy Spirit. In August, if God allows, I'm going to Angola, Africa, to give a conference in Portuguese. I am learning Portuguese. It's very easy because it's similar to Spanish. I am using Google Translate for translating my conference, doctrinal conference, from Spanish to Portuguese. Oh, it's very easy. Da, 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 da. Is God allowed? It's only Him. Only you and I, we are instruments. No one else. Let it to Him to work in your life. I encourage you. How many are of you? About 15? In 1 year, if you win a person for Christ and you take that person off your hand, 1 year, don't leave alone. Like Paul said, like a mentor, okay? 1 year, and you teach him or her to be disciple and multiply disciple. And the next year, how many will be of you? 30. And the second year, 60. And the third year, 120. And the fourth year, the church is full.
Hallelujah.
It's difficult. Yes, it's difficult, but everybody we know Philippians 4:13. How say? Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. Everything I do.
Thanks to Christ.
Do you believe in that? Go ahead. Close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for the opportunity that you gave me for share your word to my dear and beloved brothers and sisters of Berean Baptist Church. I pray for their life. I pray for Pastor Chris, for his healing. I pray that for his wife. I pray for all my dear and beloved brothers and sisters. I pray that you give them the strength for continuing in the mission that you give to us, the privilege, Lord, the privilege. We know you are Almighty God. You can do everything yourself. You don't need it to us. But thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you gave to us to be your representative in this world. I pray that Berean Baptist Church grow, give to my brothers and sisters grace for the people to surrender their life to Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, give the Berean Baptist Church grow for your glory, for building your church, building your kingdom every day until you return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. God bless you.